Is this thing on for a third time? All right, my friends, we are almost to spring break. And so I know we've been working so hard, doing so much learning that our brains are in desperate need of a break. But if you can just pull together a little bit more, maybe rub your temples, warm it up, get that brain going, okay? And let's think. During our first unit in fourth grade tag, Camp Interdependence, what were some of the activities, the memories? What do you remember and that you super loved as part of this unit? You want to go first, Haley?
I loved writing the letters home and that saying that we were in the Everglades.
All right. And did you get it in the mail?
Yep.
What did your parents think?
They thought it was really cool and funny.
I remember you had, there was a scary creature involved in yours, right?
Alligator in the herring.
Yes, the alligator hearing. I remember that. It was not too graphic.
Kind of.
Not too much blood was spared. So what did you love about this unit?
I like the National Park podcast for like research.
You liked researching and then getting all the information. You have a lot of information on there, girl. And so now you're ready to go today. You did a great job. Silas, what did you like?
Yeah, I also liked doing the research for the podcast.
Awesome. And then I know you have a special connection because you're going to visit the state that this national park is in for spring break, right?
Yep.
All right. We won't spoil anything, but I know our listeners will love to hear soon. Happy Friday. Happy almost spring break. And welcome back to another episode of our fourth grade class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a National Park podcast according to kids. I'm Miss Fregali here, back for another fantastic episode where our students will have the opportunity to share their research on one of our nation's fabulous national parks. So we got three teachers, three students, and we are ready to go. All right, teachers, you want to introduce yourselves first?
Hi, I'm Miss Robertson.
Hi, I'm Miss Hanks.
All right, and I'm Miss Fregali, and our fabulous three fourth graders, introduce yourselves.
I'm Haley.
I'm Sloan.
I'm Silas.
Fabulous. And we're so excited to hear all about your national park. So let's get to it. All right, Haley, what is the name of your park?
Capitol Reef.
Silas, when was this park founded?
It was founded on August 2nd, 1937, but it was only open to the public in 1950.
Alright, Sloan, where is your park located?
My park's located in Utah near the city of Torrey.
Awesome. Alright, if we were to visit Capitol Reef Park, what kinds of plants would we find there?
Blue grama, Utah juniper, and prickly pear.
Awesome. Silas, what kind of animals are in Capitol Reef?
Mule, deer, desert bighorn sheep, coyotes, foxes, yellow-bellied marmots, and black bears.
All right, Sloan, what are some natural features of your park?
The natural features of my park is massive landslides, strict valleys, arches, cliffs, domes, towers, and deserts.
Great.
Silas, what's the weather in Capitol Reef?
45 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right. Now, Haley, we got to get a little real here. What are, unfortunately, some of the problems at Capitol Reef?
Cattle grazing can destroy biological soil crusts. Also, there are invasive species, erosion, and pollution.
And how long will it take for you to get there from Roswell?
It would take 27 hours to get there by car, and plane ride is around 3 hours.
All right. So, Haley, can you share some tourist information for your park, like a to-do list if we were to travel there?
Well, some things a tourist would need are hiking shoes, sometimes a flashlight, jackets, water bottles, sleeping bags if needed, a hat, sunscreen, sunglasses, and or a camera.
Awesome.
Silas, can we run into any problems there?
Because there's a high chance of flooding.
Okay, so we need to be careful.
And Sloan, why would someone want to visit your park?
The
They will want to visit my park because you can hike the Golden Throne Trail to see all the impressive rocks.
Ooh, wonderful. Now, Silas, you got a connection. We don't know for sure, but if you're going to go to this park, but where are you traveling to for spring break?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City, Utah. You know what? That might leave us with a little bit of information. I wonder how long it would take to get from Salt Lake City to Capitol Reef. So that'll be on our to-do list, okay? But it's very cool that you'll be so in the same state, at least, with your national park over spring break. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your information, three fabulous fourth graders. Thank you so much to our listeners. We hope everyone has a wonderful, relaxing, and safe break. And we'll look forward to seeing you, or really, we'll look forward to sharing information with you in 2 weeks. All right. Bye.
Bye.